I went to Lake Eola Park to help feed the hungry as part of Food Not Bombs. I help with the St. Pete Food Not Bombs. I went to Orlando to help out, stand in solidarity with the folks over there. And while I was feeding people, while I was feeding a four-year-old girl, actually, the police came up and arrested me and took me to jail.
And I heard from some people in maybe a different time where the police watched and they counted till I think it was 25, because there's a certain limit of people that you can feed. What were they doing? Did you see the police there and you knew that you might get arrested?
I knew the possible consequences, but I think that it's up to everybody of conscience to stand up against unjust laws and defy them.
You say unjust laws. Remind people about the ordinance that's in Orlando that says that people can't feed hungry people.
Basically, they're just criminalizing compassion. They're criminalizing people who want to go out and feed hungry people, not just homeless people, but everybody. And people are allowed to feed birds in Lake Eola Park, but they're not allowed to feed people. And we think this is a representative of a larger cultural problem in America. People without money, people without possessions, people without property aren't valued as human beings. And not only is this one instance in Orlando unjust and wrong, but our whole stance towards the poor is unjust. And that's what we as Food Not Bombs want to highlight and fight against.
And you have a court hearing this week. When is it and what will happen there?
It's August 4th. I'm not sure what will happen. It's a pretrial conference. Hopefully everything will be okay. And just meeting with the judge, and they're going to offer a plea deal, which I'm going to not accept because I don't think I did anything wrong. I'm going to plead not guilty, and hopefully it'll work out okay.
And do you know about how many people in Orlando have been arrested?
I believe it's up to 29 now. 29 people.
And what about in St. Petersburg? Have you had any trouble here with feeding in public?
Not at the moment. They haven't started enforcing anything. The city council has got their legal department to draft an ordinance, though. So I believe they're waiting to see what happens in Orlando. And if we lose in Orlando, then it might happen here, too.